Okay, so Baruch Hashem, today we're going to be, Hashem Hashem Hashem, so we'll go straight into the halacha, maybe after we'll do the chat, and straight. Baruch Hashem, so today we're going to be reviewing, so we try to review, so part of our review, we're going to try to go over the halacha inside with the Mishnah Berurah, to see the halacha, what comes out from our sugya. These sugyas are halacha, they're not just theoretical. They have halacha gratifications. So now, Be'ez Hashem, so really this first halacha starts from what we did last week. Didn't really review it today, but we'll get into it. So it'll help us get into the sugya. Also, sometimes we see a little bit of things from a different angle, from a halacha angle. Mishnah brings in different Rishayim, different Acharonim we didn't see. So it might, if it's good, it adds. It might be a little different than we learned. It adds to what we learned. It makes it a little bit different than we learned. See, it doesn't always pass in according to Rashi. We learned the Gemara with Rashi's Pshat. The other Rishayim. Here, Rubin. Fine, so with Hashem's help, we're going to start from page 218 in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Siman Taf Tzadiches, which is Siman 498 in Aruch Chayim. Our sugya starts from Halacha Yudalit, which is on the bottom. It's going to be on, so now we're starting upstairs. The Shulchan Aruch is upstairs, where the, on top, and then the Mishnah Berurah is down on the left side. So back down to the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see the first Halacha Yudalit. So Yishrat Adam. Chayev ois b'yotzim. Everyone can write it with their pencils. That's what we copied them. So everyone can write in all their chedushim with their pencils. So yishrot adam chayev ois b'yotzim. A person is not allowed to slaughter a chayev or a oif, right, which needs kisi adam on yotzim. Elim kain yishrot afar muchan v'v'adir. Unless you have dirt which was prepared while it was still day. That's what we learned in our sugya. Right? If you don't have prepared dirt, it's muktzah. Your dirt's mukta, not dug, you have an issue, you have to dig it. So that is the first halacha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So now we're going to be on the 218 on the left side, almost at the bottom, where it says Yudalit. Two lines from the bottom. You got it? Chayev oif. You're not allowed to slaughter specifically a chayev, and why specifically a chayev and a oif? Because you're tzrichem kisi adam, they need kisi adam. You have an issue that you need to have prepared to, on the other end of the behemoth. You want to shecht a cow on Yom Tov. Go right ahead. No one's stopping you. There's no issue of shechting a cow on Yom Tov. The issue is going to be chayev oif because they need to cover the blood and we need prepared dirt. He said, so you're not allowed to slaughter unless you have upper mucha. What's the next Mishnah Berurah say about ayin? The yeh, it should be ha upper tichuah. The dust has to be soft, right? We learned that in our Gemara. It has to be very thin, soft dirt. Sheyuchal lechasis, but you could cover it over. You don't need to, lechatshena was to crumble it. Right? We said, because we know the halacha is for kisei hadam, you need it to be soft dirt. And now you're not going to crumble it. Now going to the next page. Please turn the page. We're continuing to bounce it in the Mishnah Berurah down. Right? Now we're on the right side of the page, where it says Mishnah Berurah. On the right side of the page where it says Mishnah Berurah down, graph one. Good. The Ketishas, the first line, the Ketishas Regavin, got it? The Ketishas Regavin, because the grinding up of these clumps of dirt, Regavin, who Malacha Gemur, it's a complete Malacha, which means it's a Malacha from the Torah, it's a Malacha Deraisa. It's a forbidden labor from the Torah. The who, that it is Talada, it's an offshoot of Tochen of grinding. One of the 39 main forbidden Malachas are Tochen grinding, right? And a talada, meaning the talada is katisha, crumbling up the dirt is considered, it's like grinding. It's not one of the malachas that are mutter on Yom Tov, right? Even though there are some malachas that we allow to do on Yom Tov, this one is not allowed. It's not mutter, it's not allowed permitted to do this on Yom Tov. So therefore, the only way you could slaughter the chaya and the to do the mitzvah properly of kisei adam is if you have prepared dirt, right? Because you want to make sure you do your mitzvah deraisa of kisei adam. You're not allowed to just skip the mitzvah of kisei adam. So if you don't have prepared dirt, you're not allowed to shecht to begin with. So v'hu adin, the same rule applies that you'll be allowed to slaughter be'efer shel hasaka if you have the ashes from hasaka that you burned from your fireplace. Shehusak me'ba'odiyat. Right, again, in a case this was, when it was burned from Erev Yom Tov, right? If not, right, remember we learned in the Gemara, If it was burnt on Yom Tov, then what's the halacha?
You can't use it.
If it was burnt on Yom Tov,
you can't use it.
Right. Only if it's burnt area, because why? If it's burnt on Yom Tov, what's the problem?
No left.
It's a new entity. It used to be wood for cooking food, and now it's a new entity of ashes. So good. At least we remember some, a little bit of the Gemara. Baruch Hashem saying. So either you could use dirt, or ashes, which was burnt from Erev Yom Tov. Because then it's already also it's considered prepared. Now, why is that prepared? You never prepared it, right? By the dirt, you have to actually prepare it. By the ashes, even if you never necessarily prepared it, specifically said, I have in mind to use it, that's the general rule. The general mindset is, you use your ashes. It's not like these days we don't do anything with ashes. Those days, that was the general mindset. You use your ashes for different things. Right? They needed it. They didn't have napkins. When somebody spilled, you put ashes on it. Right? They used to use their thing. They didn't like waste anything. So over there, automatically, Mishabur says in the third line, the Mistama, Mukhan Hu L'chal Tashus. We're assuming that Stam regularly is considered Mukhan L'chal Tash, is considered prepared L'chal Tashus for every use. So ashes are like a multi-purpose. You had in mind to use it for all uses. So it's not Muksa. Uchad L'kameh, like we're going to say further on. The Sif Tesfav and Sif Tesfav. Therefore, Uchashe Yeshlai. And when there is to him Afra Mukhan, let's say you have either prepared dirt, option A, or Aether or the ashes, second option, then you tell the lenu, you're allowed to move them, move the ashes and the dirt. Put them underneath the place where you shechted, right? Like we said, Kisi Adam, what do we say in the Gemara? You have to put it beneath the blood and over the blood, right? We said the Pasuk says, Be'afra, you have to put it in the dirt, which meant in between the dirt, right? We learned the Rabbi Yaakov and the Gemara. So now we're seeing halacha, whatever we learn.
He's under the place where he shechted. He shechted it first?
No. We learned in the Gemara earlier that you need to put dirt underneath and then to put the blood and then put dirt over it. In the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Put one layer of dirt. So say, first he said he tells, let him first move the dirt.
The question, how can he shecht and then put the dirt under where he shechted?
So really, because he's in the Gemara earlier, we had
he knows where he's going to check, so he puts the dirt down.
So first of all, he's teaching us the halacha by Kisei Adam. The way to do Kisei Adam is first put dirt, and then shecht, and then put dirt. Also, it's also if we remember the Gemara from the Zion of Abayz, we had a machlekes, we allowed to put the first dirt down. Remember, we had a machlekes, we allowed to put the first dirt down. We're passively, you can put the first dirt down, even on Yom Tov. Correct? Remember the Gemara? We had an argument that you're allowed to put the first dirt down, or the whole heter is only up for the second dirt. How many of that was in Beis Shammai? But he's saying here also everything is all mutter. You're allowed to put the first dirt, and then the blood, and the second dirt. He's telling us we go with that sheet, and he's teaching us how to do it. Let's say I didn't learn Yeridah. I don't know how to do Kisei Adam. Right? He's teaching us the proper way to do it, right? I want to learn the halacha. I want to shecht on Yom Tov. I open up a mishnah berurah. How do I shecht on Yom Tov? He's teaching me. First put dirt, and then. First, so
that's why they were talking about a shovel full of dirt.
Why?
One or two shovel holes of dirt.
Right.
So that's why, okay.
So you talk to Lenu. Yaniach lemata b'makav sheyishchet. First put it beneath the place where you want to slaughter. Va'achar ha-shechita, and after the shechita, yichasenu bam gam lemayli, you should cover even from on top. Right, because what's the halacha? He's teaching us the halacha from Yeridah. Like, as we argue, we wrote down this halacha, okay. Diktaruch kisui. You need to cover over a petichuach with the softer lamata underneath, meaning underneath the blood. Ulamaila and over it, kamavura, which is like what's explained, the yaradeya simin chafches. Right, that's what we once learned that simin a little bit in about Kisei Adam. Ha'ayin sham biyaradeya. Look over there in yaradeya, in that section of Shulchan Aruch. The im shachat al gabe karka kashe. Let's say a person slaughtered it on top of hard ground. Right? Which is the wrong thing to do, right? You specifically have to slaughter it over soft ground. Right? The mitzvah Kisei Adam is only soft ground, not a hard ground. Right? Let's say you didn't put down layer number one. Let's say you didn't put layer number one down. You first did Kisei Adam on hard ground. What do you do now? You lose your mitzvah? So what do you do? So when they first put it on soft, on hard ground, they shout, I forgot to put down. Halacha is you don't lose your mitzvah. Scoop up the dam. Put it on soft ground and then cover it on hard ground. You can do scooper. Scoop up the dam and put it on dirt and then cover it over. Even if it didn't come on the first shot, when it came from the animal, you could still do it. Scoop it up.
Even if you pick up some of the hard dirt?
Yeah, fine. Then it'll be fine. Scoop up the thing. Well, no, we'll say in a minute. We're going to talk about it. Hilchos Yom Tov, it's a problem. Yeah. On Yom Tov, we're going to talk about it in a second. It's a good question. Ben is asking, what about when I scoop it up, I might come to scoop up some, growing some hard dirt. We're going to talk about it in a second. Then you can't. So then, if Yesham Dam Harbe, if there's a lot of blood, right? There's a big animal, a lot of blood coming out. Then Yitzok Tasman, be carefully, take a little bit of the blood. The Yitnu Ba'afar Tichuach, put it in soft dirt. Vichaseh, and then cover it so you saved your say, save the day. You still got your mitzvah of Kisei Adam, right? Because like, over here by mistake you did it on hard dirt. And you don't get the mitzvah then, right? So scoop it up, a little bit of it, and put it in soft dirt, and then cover it with the soft dirt. So you still got your mitzvah. The blood.
You're going to adopt it?
Yeah. No, because we don't want to, we're going to be careful, because if you get all of it, we're afraid you're going to end up digging or scraping or flattening out the ground underneath.
I'm going to say tear it up.
It's a mitzvah deraisa. You shop on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do
this. Yeah, but oh, now all of a sudden you're starting to get involved and having to re-scrape and re-cover.
No, it's not re-scrape. It's very easy. Just scoop up a little bit.
Right.
Sounds like a tercha. So get your mitzvah deraisa. Yeah, I don't know exactly what we say tercha. It's a good question.
Is it required to cover what it was?
Yeah.
It's been my
no, you have to have some, at least some of it. You can't get all of it. It doesn't have to be all the blood. You don't do all the blood. Some of the blood. I don't know the exact shit. You don't have to do all the blood. No, a ton of blood comes out. You do kisei adam. You do some of the blood that came out while it was dying. The dam shoyses that came out while it was dying. It doesn't have to be all the blood.
Symbolic.
A little bit. Not all. You don't have to do all the blood. I mean, you have to have all the blood that comes out of shechta chicken. You don't have to get all the blood. A little bit. You take. You do kisei adam. You do kabarot. You do. You could go do it in all these places. They shechta on the spot. You do. They give you to do kisei adam. Take a little bit of the blood while it's doing. It's in the cone. You
okay, so if that's the case, then you only have to do a little bit.
You have to do all the blood. Right.
Then why would you ever have a tear up two shovels for when you have the mixture?
Because no, there is a mixture, because there you want to make sure to get both of them. You don't know where it is, because it's complicated. Maybe if I just do a little bit, I'm just going
to
get maybe just the behemoth.
Ah, so you have to cover
it. Right. Then I have to do my... Even then, it's not all the... I mean, it doesn't have to be all the blood from the whole animal.
It doesn't have to be all the blood. That's what I thought. You have to cover all the blood. That's why you have a tear up more than one shovel for.
I don't think you do all of it. I don't think it's a shear. That's some of the dam. That's traces. While it's dying, you do. When you do kisei adam in a chicken, you don't do all the blood coming out. It drips. So I don't think you do all the blood.
Right.
I don't remember that you do all the blood.
You don't. Yeah.
So the reason we're saying to cover a little bit of the blood is it's going to be a sign so that people won't think.
No, it's not.
Won't
no,
think,
no, over here
think that it's,
that's a nakamai. That's
correct. Well, otherwise, why are we covering the blood in the first place?
Wait, over here, cause you're, what's that? Over here, you cover. We're in a case over here. We're not in Koya. We're not in our complicated Gemaras. Right now, in a very simple case, you shechted a bird. You took a chicken. You want chicken for your suda. You shechted a chicken, right? And now you had dirt that was prepared, but the problem was you forgot to put layer number one. Right? First, you have to put one layer down. Let the blood drip and put layer number two. Right? And you forgot to put layer number one. Now, we hold you don't get the mitzvah of kisei adam. You're going to lose out your mitzvah.
Why?
Because you didn't do the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah is put one layer of soft dirt.
What?
You have to put... It has to be sandwiched in between two layers of soft dirt.
I understand. I'm asking, why are we covering the blood in the first place?
Because it's... What do you
the
mean?
Right mitzvah of kisei adam.
It's a mitzvah deraisa.
What?
The right mitzvah of kisei adam.
What? Why?
Because Hashem says so in the Torah.
Okay,
so
that's
I don't understand your question.
He says so. Okay, I'll accept that.
That's the Hashem. Go to Nasa Maimachir. I'm Kuti Alachos on Kisei Adam. You can find the internet.
It'll go deeper than what I just said. But I don't. What's your question?
See, he wants to go deeper. He wants to look Kuti Alachos here now. So Kuti Alachos here is 12 o'clock.
You want that? That's rich. Okay.
That's what he wants. He wants to Kuti Alachos here.
All right,
not right now. But that's the Hashem. We have to.
All right. He didn't say he's got the hard dirt, right?
Yes, hard.
And he puts it, and the blood goes on there. Why can't he take some soft dirt from somewhere else and put it on top of it?
Because it doesn't help. You have to put it on bottom. You have to put it on bottom first.
You have to make a sandwich, like on Pesach. You have to make a sandwich. You have to make a sandwich.
You have to always have a sandwich.
So he forgot the first dirt. He forgot the first dirt. So now what do you do? So we say, you don't have to lose your Mitzvah Deraisa. Put down soft dirt. Scoop up a little bit of it. And then put it down. And then put Onuna. But we don't want you to get too much of it. Because we're afraid, if you're going to start scraping the bottom, scraping the floor to get up all your blood, you're going to end up evening out the floor, which is the Isra Deraisa. You're going to end up filling out holes and digging and doing all types of Isra Deraisa. So don't try to scrape off and take out, you know, you get your cup, you're very excited, you miss the Kisi Adami, I forgot you. Then you end up making, bless you. And then you end up making your, doing an Isra Deraisa because you're trying to do your Mitzvah Deraisa. You just take part of it, don't just do it. Good, that's what we're saying. So again, so we're saying, that was Ben's question. He's saying, don't take all of it. You might come to, don't take too much. If it's a lot of blood, basically, then you could save the day. If there's not a lot of blood, you didn't get a lot of blood for your Kisi Adam, and you're scooping up, going to scrape it, we don't let you do Isra Deraisa, possible Isra Deraisa. When you scoop it up, you might do digging and filling out holes. We don't want you doing that. So that's it. You lose your mitzvah. Next time, be more spaced in. Put some dirt on the bottom. First. Good? Very good. Feel good. And so again, the ayin shavu yardei the imshachad al gabi karka kashe. If you already slaughtered on hard dirt, the yesh sham dam harbe, and you have a lot of blood over there, yitol ktas mimenu, take a little bit from the blood. The yitna ba offer tichua, put it in soft dirt. The chaseh on that cover. Achein, however, im this yabish hadam ktas, if the blood dried up a little bit, then also we don't want you scraping it up. Because once it's dry already, again we're afraid you're going to scrape it up. Aser lagara, you're not allowed to scrape it b'yamtav on yamtav. Why? First of all, it could be ketisha, and also even if you're not going to actually do ketisha, you might come to fill out the holes in the ground. The shema, maybe, asi, maybe you'll come, la'ashvuye, to even out, ashlak shavas make equal, kumois, the holes, come to level out the holes in the ground. To have a malacha deraisa, which is a malacha deraisa. So therefore, if it's too much blood, if there's too little blood, or if it's already dry, don't do kisi adam, you lose your mitzvah, try again next time.
To shot the dam, right? If you pick up the dam, it's already dry, then you're doing, you're grinding.
There's only talking about things that are gedule karka. The Isra of Tochan is only by things that grow up from the ground. Yeah, it's not going to be, let's say, on chicken. You could grind up your chicken on jobs, you know, it's only by gedule karka. It's not going to be, meaning, Rav Rav's asking, what about worrying that you might, if your blood is a little hard, maybe you'll grind your blood. It's ketisha on your blood. So there's no ketisha. The ketisha was a tolda of Tochan. It's like a byproduct of Tochan. Grinding is only on food. Grinding is only on things that grow from food that grows from the ground. Potatoes. Right. For example, eggs, you could grind, you could mash your eggs. There's no real Isra Deraisa of your grind your eggs on. For tochen. For tochen, there's no problem to smash your egg. You argue about a problem, you want to make eggs, smash your eggs into mayonnaise, you'll have a problem of dush. There is an issue. But of different issues. But for tochen, if you're just taking an egg, you want to smash your egg, so there's no problem with tochen. You could grind up your egg as much as you want. Only it's an issue when you want to mix the egg with mayonnaise, that's different child. But it's only tochen is only by things that grow from the ground, potatoes, things like that. It's only gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. So here we're saying we're afraid you're going to even out the ground. You try to take your scraper, scrape up the blood. You have my scraper. You end up doing ashwi, even out the holes. Fine. So we said as long as you have blood for when, as long as you have dirt or ashes for when it's filthy, then lechatchila you could go shach. Kosher, but let's say the Mishmurim in Ba'odiyim, 9 lines down in the Mishmurim, but Ayin Aleph, right by Sifra and Ayin Aleph, in Ba'odiyim, the Im Yirtza Lachbar B'Yomtov, because if you wanted to dig on Yomtov, you can't dig on Yomtov, because we're saying you have to prepare dirt, because if you wanted to dig on Yomtov, Kedei Lachasna in order to cover over, Yeshua that Trey Yisurin, there are two. Prohibitions of Echad Mishum Chafiras Guma. One is because of digging a hole. The Echad and one is Mishum Tiltal Ha'afer Duhu Mukta, moving the dirt, which is Mukta. So you have one issue out of Duraisa, of digging a hole, and another issue with Rabbanan of Mukta. So, therefore, what does Halacha say? You're not allowed to Shach Chayin Arfan Yamtum unless you have these. Afar Mukhan prepared, or we said, or ashes prepared from Erev Yom Tov. What does the Mishmura end on? Humash, because of Im Yeshla. Right? The Mishmura says, if you have We said in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have, you should cover with this. What's that supposed to be? Let's say you don't have. If you don't have, then you should cover it in the evening. You could still, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that you could still do Kisei Hadam even at the night. If I shachta in the afternoon, the blood is still, I still see where the blood was, right? I still see where it was. Didn't get all get swallowed into the ground. You could still do your mitzvah Kisei Hadam as long as you recognize where the blood was, where it fell, you could still do Kisei Hadam. And that night. Even if it's dry, as long as it's nicker. Yeah.
Are you digging a hole for the sake of the hole or for the ground?
Correct. But either way, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it. You can't dig on Yom Tov unless you have prepared dirt. You're not going to let you dig. You can't just go stam and dig. Okay. Well, next, the next case, I'm going to say if you have already. It's not so partial. Why doesn't it say that? It's not so simple. I'm saying even halacha. Why didn't give that etzah? And halacha also, we don't give that etzah. Oh, here we don't tell you that you could do.
It's not so partial.
No, there is a concept sometimes. We say shmos to shmos makom mitzvah, two to rabbanon. But you have a problem of. It's like you're saying, just dig. Just do Makalko, which is one shvus, and then do one shvus, and then do the shinoi, and that's okay. Here they give us a better eitzah. You're right, but they give us a better eitzah over here. Here the Rabbanan told you something bad. They said, even on one shvut, they're lenient. Mm-hmm. Usually, you're right. Usually, you need shvut to shvut makam mitzvah. Over here, they said, even in one shvut, they were lenient.
Yeah.
In our case, right, but we didn't have to come on to that, in our Gemara. You're right. They said they already backed down on one shvut. They already said, since they already backed down on their digging. They said, since you need it for the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam and Siluchas Yamta, we'll let you do one shvut. In this scenario, for some reason, that's going to be the case after. Let's see. Fine. So far, our first case is the first case is you have dirt or ashes. Very simple. You have dirt or ashes. Go chef, have a good time, enjoy. Come to the next case. Now we're going into the Shulchan Aruch upstairs. Enjoy the food. And the mitzvah. Mitzvah shchita. Enjoy the mitzvah of shchita.
There's a rule that a shochet enjoys the shchita.
It's thrown out. Right. But if he enjoys doing the mitzvah, he can enjoy doing the mitzvah. That's if he enjoys the shechting itself. Let's say he enjoys the mitzvah.
He's enjoying it for the killing, there's something working right up there. And he's ruining the Nishonas of
It's a David that the Shechtim should be to wield the good Shechtim. They should Shechta properly with the right intentions. Not just for money, not just to kill animals. Yeah, it makes the mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of eating, Shabbat and Yamta, make brachas on it. Oh. So now we're going to get to our case where we start learning the top of our Chesam and Aleph. So let's see over here, on page Kofiyo, let's see the top line of it. The Im Yesh, the Im Avar V'Shachat, let's say, we're going back upstairs, Im Avar V'Shachat, let's say someone transgressed and they already slaughtered it. The Im Avar V'Shachat, if he already slaughtered it without prepared dirt, Im Yesh Lo Deker, if he has a Deker, which, what's a deker? Pirush. It says, Ke'en is like a yasa, like a peg. Shal barza, like a long peg of iron.
Spade.
Fine, they call it in English a spade. Shechayperin by a karka, you dig the karka, you dig the ground. So if you had a spade, na'ot, stuck in the ground, mibo'aydiyayim, while selling. So therefore, since it's stuck in the ground, it's not considered digging. And it's ba'afar tichuach, and it's in soft dirt. Then, mechaseihu bay, you could cover the blood with it. And the field, the what is saying the Ramah, the small letter parenthesis is the Ramah. He says, Va'afilu hayatzarech lakama de kikivas. And even if you needed a few shovelfuls, shari, it's always going to be mutter, it's always going to be a well. So saying, like our Gemara, if you had the shovel stuck in the ground, but the yavet, you already shechted that you could use that dirt. Good for your kisei adam, right? Let's see if it's word downstairs by the iron base. 13 lines down. Decker not us for the idea. They had the shovel, which is the spade that was stuck in the ground while it's still there. That through this should not decker the karka, that you stuck the decker into the karka. However, they had karka, the karka was kechafur va'aymin. The karka was as if it was already dug and standing. Halachically, we look at it as if it's dug. So we don't look at it as if you have our first issue of digging. You're not digging, it's already considered dug. Good? Oh, now, what about our issue of mukta? Chayra, you need to prepare it. Because if the da'as kama paiskim, the shita, the knowledge of many paiskim, a few paiskim, is the ve'ina we need, sheyin oitz behedya. You have to stick it in the ground explicitly, l'shem ha'chana l'tarich machar, in order to prepare it for tomorrow. Which means, in order to get out of the issue of digging, you stuck the peg in the ground, right? What about the issue of mukta? It's not prepared. The subject is told, you also have to have in mind that I want to use this dirt for kisei adam. So to take care of the issue of mukta. We said there's two issues. So the digging issue, you stuck it in the ground, it's already dug. What about the issue of, so somebody said you also, just because you stuck it in the ground, it's not good enough that it's considered prepared. It's still mukta until you actually have in mind l'shem achad. He said, but upper tichwach, it has to be in upper dirt which is soft. Right? Why? He said, but upper kasha, because if it was in hard ground, even if you put the spade in hard ground, isn't it that you need to grind to crumble it? Kadei lachas, in order to cover it, because you need soft dirt for kisei adam. But also, that's also for kanal, like we said earlier. So it has to be the spade was in soft dirt. And Shmur has a question. So he brings the Gemara's question to the Paiskin. What do you mean you're digging? Now, what was our Gemara's question? Tabachasim et al. Ah, you're digging. How do we let you dig? Right? He says, Va'afal gadu b'chuach nami. Even in soft dirt. You're making a hole. Achshav now. V'itasa afar. Right now you're making a hole. When you're digging, you're making a hole. Even if it's a spade. You pull a spade. So you pull a spade, a spade. If you pull out the spade, you're digging. So how do you light a dig? What do you want to answer? Chana, what do you want to answer? How do you light a dig?
It's because you're digging for the sake of the dirt, not the hole. That's not the hole.
Oh, so you're not trying to make the hole. You just want the dirt, you don't want to make the hole. So you're saying that it is makalka, right? Because I don't want the hole, I want the dirt, I don't want the hole. The hole is just bothering me, right? And we also separate from Rashi, it's a malacha shein shrich l'guba. I don't need this hole. I don't want this hole. So that's what he's bringing, the Mishnah is bringing the Gemara's question. Even though it's b'chuach nami, even when it's soft dirt, isn't it, you're making a hole right now? Achshav now. By tasa over, by taking out the dirt, you're making a hole. And b'zeh iser deraisa. For sure it's not an iser deraisa. Why? First of all, the malacha, it's a labor shein shrich l'guba. You don't need the guf. You don't need the digging. You don't need the hole. The gaman also, who will calculate your damage? You're making holes, potholes in the middle of your yard. Ba'ai, the charit should still be asa derabanan, we ask, right? Even the calculate is still asa derabanan. You say it's not deraisa. Why? Because you're ruining something, right? What about the issue maybe it's still derabanan? Rabanan, even the calculate, the rabanan don't let you do. Even if you're digging and it's the calculate, you're damaging, the rabanan don't let you do. So he says, V'hitiru b'di'evet, they said, it's motor kishe shachat, when you shecht it. Mishu mitzvahs kisoi. Because the mitzvah of kisoi.
Positive is going to override the
Rabbana. Back down. They say that in this case, we'll bend. We don't want to make our Rabbana. We don't want you to lose the mitzvah of kisei adam. Right? So therefore, even though usually we don't like when we make holes, even if it's just a damaging hole. And the rice isn't so worried. Even though the rabbanon don't usually like it, they don't let you, they say it's patur, but it's usur. Patur with the rice, but it's usur on the rabbanon. Here they're lenient because we want you to get the mitzvah of kisei adam. yet. And here they're lenient because of here they're lenient mishum mitzvahs kisui. Fine. Umash me ha'paiskim. It seems we're ha'paiskim. Then what are we so worried about making a hole? The worst, are you making a hole? The chashash kuma in it el kshay irak ma'at ofer tikvach ba'emza. If there is a little bit of soft dirt in the middle, the sub of kaka kasha and around it is hard dirt. The only time the Gemara asked that you're making a hole is when? When do we think you're making a hole?
On the
upside. But when it's hard dirt around, when it's soft dirt in the middle and it's hard dirt around it, we're afraid when you dug out your soft dirt, you left a hole over here. That's what the Gemara's question was, right?
That was the close to Beit Shammai.
Well, it's Beis Hillel didn't like you do because they say.
So, right? Beit Shammai said you can do it. It's Chachila. Didn't have the Zera on that, the mission. Beis Hillel said, even there, I'm making the Zera that only you can do
Bidiyah.
Because
we're already shacked. Right, that's what Shadim Shadim said, right? The Mishmur didn't bring that, but the Summer Shadim said, because we're afraid you're going to shack the harder. Right, so saying the scenario is you have soft dirt in the middle and there's hard dirt around it. The minute I take away my soft dirt, I'm leaving a hole. But let's say it was all soft dirt. A huge mound of soft dirt. Then you're not even making a hole. Because the minute I take away the dirt, it falls in. My gap gets full. Let's say it's sand. So our whole Kumar's question, she was saying that you're making a hole. What's the scenario? If I have soft dirt, and around it is hard dirt. So the minute I take away my soft dirt, you're left with a big hole. It's not going to fall in. The Gemara said, oh, that's Makalka, and it's dirt, not, you know, it's dirt, but another one over here, lenient. But if it's all soft dirt, right? If it's all soft dirt, it's not a problem. Anyway, it's not a question. It's going to fall in. Anyway, you're not making it more severe. Anyway, there's no problem making a hole. But it sounds like, even then we don't want to do a lechatchila. We'll see why. Fine. So what are we saying here? Oh, so he's saying again. This is what we're worried about making a hole. It's only in a scenario when there's only a little bit of soft dirt. The emza in the middle. The suburb and around it was karka kasha, was hard. So when you take the dirt, nishra kuma, we're left with a kuma, we're left with a hole. Aval, however, there's a lot of soft dirt sub around it also. You're not making a hole beneath you lost that by taking it. Because immediately when you took the dirt, nisha it's your left with offer acher other dirt in its place. So he's saying a whole Gemara's whole question of making a hole was only in a case where there's soft dirt surrounded by hard. However, he says we come alkaim still in all. Here's the big question. Here. So why is only with the yavish? Do look at chilos. If you're telling me I have this thing stuck in the ground and it's not digging, right? It's not making a hole. You don't care, right? If I'm about to tell you, if they'll let me do it. So why is the only the second option? If you're ready, shechti, and you need to do kisi adam after the fact, so then we give it away. The ace if you take the spade that was stuck in the ground, then we'll let you do it. But yeah, after the fact. If there's no problem here, why can't you do it lechatchila to begin with? Why say chanan? Let me do it to begin with. You tell me everything's legal, right? You're not making all the deraisa. The rabbanon let me do it because it's kisi adam. So the rabbanon level you're making yibzum kalka, they let you because it's for a mitzvah kisi adam. So do it on the day though. Why is it only a second option?
It's like again, because they don't want you to be able to. You might do malacha. They don't want you.
Which malacha am I going to do? Are they afraid?
Covering, they're afraid of something, obviously.
So what are they afraid of? So let's see the Shmuel brings in the Rashi. What they're afraid of? What's the what? Let's say.
Let's see. Did you do something else?
Afraid of books, right?
Yeah, let's see what the Rashi was saying. We're saying we're still afraid. I mean, there's two options to be afraid of. Either we still don't like the way you're digging, or we still don't like the muksa. It still has an aspect of muksa. Those were our two issues, right? Our two issues were you digging, and a muksa issue. So it seems we took away both of the problems. We said, you're not digging because the spade was stuck in the ground. And it's considered, you prepared it, so it's already prepared, so it's not mukta. So, Mishabur is going to go to the fact that it still has the element of mukta. The Rabbanim don't want you to do it l'chatchila. It's still semi-mukta. Because you didn't really stick the spade in the ground, maybe, you didn't really specifically have so much in mind to do kisei adam, or even that maybe wasn't enough of a showing us that you want to use this dirt. So that's what he says further. When we come to the Indian, regarding the shech, why can I shech to begin with? If I have a deck or the spade stuck in the ground, I feel even lach need to rely offer because an offer like this, right, which is an offer that we're going to get from the spade, still it's aser. It's still aser lachatchila. Why? Because the ne'itas deker, because by sticking the deker, the spade into the ground, in a hachana gemura, it's not a complete preparation. Lahaitit mi de mukta, take you out of mukta. Why? Sharing Mikamakam still in all, but it's all the offer, Mikam Chiburi, you never took the dirt from the place that it was attached. Maybe I did while it was still there. It's true, you showed me a little bit, you want to use it, you stuck a peg in, you started making moves, some ground movements, you started shaking the ground a little bit. But you didn't really take it out of the ground to show me you really want to use it. It wasn't a real preparation.
You didn't see how
yeah, it's not a Chana Gemara, because you didn't see you doing an Erev Yom Tov, you didn't take it from the place where it was originally. You didn't move it. It's true you stuck it, maybe moved it around, you dug a little bit. You didn't move the dirt from the actual original place it was. So you didn't really show that you're preparing this dirt. It wasn't like a good preparation. So, but Layitiru, we did, therefore we didn't, the Chacham weren't, didn't give the Heter the permission, Ayidei Ne'itzas Deker, through the scenario of the spade is stuck in the ground. Elabidiyad, only with the Evik Shekvashal, if you already shechted. So then I'll be lenient on your mukta. We'll say it's not, you know, we really hold it, could it still have the elements of semi mukta? Since you need to kisei adam, you already shechted, you need to kisei adam, we'll let you. Well, chatchila, let's say I don't have prepared dirt, all I have is a spade stuck in the ground. You can't do it, because it's still, I you're right, it's not digging. There's still an element of mukta. Wouldn't mamash consider completely prepared? Hacham aren't so happy with your preparation. You should learn to prepare better. That's it, seems that's the rashba. Oh, the other Rishonim are a little different, and the issue is more in the we're afraid you're going to dig. That's why you can't do the Chatzilah. That's why Hillel says in the Mishnah, if you already shechted, then you can use this. Because the Chatzilah, we don't want you, the Rabbanah don't want you doing this. Because there's still some type of element of mukta going on there. But yeah, if you shechted, they'll break down on your semi mukta, they'll be lenient. They say it's not so. They'll say that it's not so. But fine. So as the Shem. Oh, it's a lot more Shemurbi. So he said, Mechaseh, Obay. Right, we said cover with the soft dirt. The kasra achrenim, right? The im ha offer tichua chaya harbe. Let's say you have tons of soft dirt. Actually, nasugui, you don't make a hole at all. Aydei netilas haya offer when you're taking the dirt. Yachol lechasas b'diyevet. You're allowed to cover over b'diyevet kshpar shachat. I feel lohi yasham dakar nasvoy. You can have a scenario where let's say it was mamish soft dirt. The Asar Kohen would say you could even take a dent.
Even without the shovel being stuck in the dirt.
Yeah.
To me, you just had a pile of soft dirt.
Right. So there also, with the Yevit, they'll let you, because in case you don't, like, it sounds like you don't, there's no digging involved at all. It's really soft dirt, there's zero digging involved. It's like basically like moving over there also, there's no problem digging. It wasn't really prepared. Okay, so that, the Chacham are lenient for the Mukta, the Chacham will let you do it.
But on the other hand, the preparation. Let's say you want to have a hammer, you want to use a hammer for breaking walnuts or whatever.
Right.
You don't have to pick the hammer up.
Because there it's halacha.
That hammer I want to use all year for breaking
a but there you don't have to say, because over there, we let, even though it's mukta, we let you use it. A kalishna latoli isur, even though it is mukta in a certain way, we're lenient, we let you use it. It is mukta, we let you use it anyway. Over there it is mukta. It's considered mukta. It's, you can't use your hammer for whatever you want.
Right. So the ground.
The ground. Is there a ground in the Kalish of Lachta, the Isser?
Mm-hmm. It's mukta.
Because it's mukta machas gufa. It's much more strict, but it's a fun. So you can't use it just because you want it. Mukta machas gufa. You can't just use it for whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's much more complicated. So for the upper, for the dirt, that's mukta machas gufa. You have to make a real preparation. It's different than a hammer. So there. Yeah, this different muktas. It's different muktas. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Two different muktas. There's four bread. There's four main muktas. Like everybody's fine. And fine. So then the Ramah, the parentheses, the Ramah told, right? He added on to the Shulchan Aruch. He said that if you already had the spade in mind for one shovelful, that's already prepared for however many shovelfuls as he wants. Right? That already showed the Achan. That already showed that it's prepared. once you had it stuck in the ground, it doesn't mean only exactly where it's stuck and you want that shovel full. The whole area of soft dirt, that's what you're trying to prepare. Right?
How big does that area go?
How big does that area go? It says that amount you're going to need for Kisi Adah. Let's say it was a very small spade, and it wouldn't be enough that you need for your Kisi Adah. So then it's going to be... But there's a big machlokes about this. There's a chayim hold that only that shovel full you could use. Right? But a lot of you might come to dig for sure, it's us. But here, Mr. Rudd, we got a question. If these are only exactly what's in that spade, exactly that's what we let you use, or even by sticking in the spade, you meant the general Kisi Adah. That was the... That's what we're talking about. I just wanted to, for a minute, just to... Anybody has to go? Any more important things to do? More important things. Let's take a poor thing this time. Awesome. So we're saying, Yilchas, the Ikra HaMoyech V'Achachma, the main mind that we want to have brains come to Eretz Yisrael. The main minds are in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, Moyech, we don't just mean brains, we mean spiritual brain power. People can be very smart and be disconnected spiritually. The main Moyech HaChachma is only in Eretz Yisrael. The main place to become smart. So you want to connect to Hashem, is the main place to get spiritual intellect. Right, remember?
Yeah.
However, what?
Also, what's that called? Even boyish intellect. They have all of the...
Yeah, it says...
All the research and development, yeah, all Chachma. The IT companies, all of that, it all comes from Israel.
Exceptions.
And they try to bring them out, like to bring them to America, and it doesn't work. They try to bring the Israelis...
They're too smart for them.
It doesn't work. It only works here.
Yeah, try to ship Israelis to America.
And it doesn't work. You take a whole team and you bring them to America and it doesn't work.
They figured it out. It doesn't work. The Ikar Moach and Chachma is only in Eretz Yisrael. However, even Jews who are Chutz La'aretz, how do they have any spiritual connection? They suckle from the Chachma of Eretz Yisrael. Might as well just come here instead of just getting second in. They got like, well, with the air conditioner, we used to get like a little bit from that room. That's what they get, like a little bit.
What?
Think less. However, every single Jew has a part of him, a part of Eretz Yisrael. He's connected with Eretz Yisrael. He has a portion that's connected to Eretz Yisrael. And according to the amount of portion a person has of Eretz Yisrael, that's how much he could suckle and connect and get from Eretz Yisrael. And there's ways to get more from Eretz Yisrael. We said he gives tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. We said he connects to Eretz Yisrael. So the more a person connects to Eretz Yisrael, even if they're in Chutz La'aretz, that's how much they absorb and connect. That's how much Kedusha they get. There's different ways to connect to Israel. Clapping, davening, get part of the Avir of Israel. But if people damage the covenant of Hashem Chas V'Shalom, then they fall from Moichad of Israel, from Israel brains, into Chutz La'aretz brains. So you have people in Israel who are walking around with Chutz La'aretz brains, even though they're here. The people, their head is in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah. If people are fighting in covenant Hashem, they damage Hashem's honor, they don't care about Hashem's honor, or they damage Hashem's honor, then they go down into this lower level of Chutz La'aretz brains. It's like high tech Chutz La'aretz high tech. No, it doesn't work. And then that's people that when they're small minded, they start having big machlokes because they're petty about everything. They can't think straight. They can't overcome their little midas and this and that. Everything's a big deal with them. You went against their covenant now. Don't worry about their covenant. Then you get a lot of fights. Because moichin of Chutz La'aretz is an aspect of machlokes. Chutz La'aretz brains is the same aspect as machlokes. It's a low level. You can't understand. You can't understand Hashem. You can't have a muni. You can't understand anything higher than myself. Anything more than my honor. And it's Hashem's not in the picture. It's very hard to have a muni. So someone does it to me. It's their fault. It's them. Start fighting with everybody. You don't see Hashem in the picture. So there's different levels of Chutz La'aretz. That's like the ultimate Chutz La'aretz brain.
Separation.
Yeah.
Right. Brain.
Right. They don't see everything as one. Everything's Hashem. Like we said, if here you get a muni. You see everything's Hashem. You have to start fighting. Once you're in Chutz La'aretz mode Chutz La'aretz, you start fighting. Chalkes, because you're all small minded. You can't see Hashem. Everything's the other guy. Everything.
You're in the dark.
You can't see anything. But the aspect of Shalom, as we said, the Moichel of Eretz Yisrael is also the aspect of pleasantness. The pleasantness of Torah. The aspect of peace. But through Tzedakah, especially to Eretz Yisrael, then a person can make themselves a kli, a utensil to get this beautiful stuff. this beauty that Israel has to offer, giving tzedakah to Eretz Israel makes the kli. So if we're Eretz Israel, it's also good to give tzedakah to Eretz Israel. Even from Chutz La'aretz, they could give tzedakah to Eretz Israel, start making phone calls, tzedakah to Eretz Israel, and they could get a kli to get the chef of Eretz Israel. So you want Shalom Bayis, get tzedakah to me, Eretz Israel. Give it to Eretz Israel, and well, you get all the bracha you want. And then you can fix also the moichan of Chutz La'aretz. But people are in Chutz La'aretz brain, by giving tzedakah to Eretz Israel, you get into Eretz Israel mode.
Is there an aspect of rechuk, of distancing yourself in Eretz Israel by not trying to use your brains here?
We said that earlier. It is such a concept also that if you're in Eretz Israel not for the right reasons, then it's not going to help you. We spoke that earlier. Yeah. We said that earlier. It's only if you're coming for the Kedusha. If you're not coming for the Kedusha, then the Kedusha it's not going to help you.
You're looking for two different things.
Yeah. So let's just finish this paragraph here. Said, however, Chas v'Shalom, someone's in very much Chutz La'aretz mode, and their brain's very damaged, and they're in Chutz La'aretz mode a lot, because they were damaged Hashem's honor very much. Then it's not so easy for them to fix it up so easily. And then what happens is, their Chutz La'aretz brains also ruin the Eretz Yisrael brains, because they're so Chutz La'aretz, they even ruin the Eretz Yisrael aspect. And which is the aspect of peace. So even though they had an aspect, every Jew said it has an aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Every single Jew. But when they go so down into the Chutz La'aretz brain, this even ruins their Eretz Yisrael brains. And then there comes big machlokes, and sometimes it can be machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Because so much Chutz La'aretz brains, even Eretz Yisrael, it ruins the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. And there's machlokes in Eretz Yisrael also. And that's why there's machlokes now in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. It all boils down because we're not careful about the covenant of Hashem. If we be careful about Hashem's honor, we'd be in the right mode, our heads will be in the right headspace in Eretz Yisrael, the Muna connected to Hashem. And then, knock out the Chutz La'aretz brains, and then we can have Shalom here and the Chutz La'aretz. When the Chutz La'aretz brains take over all the Teva and everything's Teva and that, and then it can even damage the Eretz Yisrael brains, and then that's why there's fights, even in Eretz Yisrael, you can't fight. Eretz Yisrael, the act of peace, how can there be fights in Eretz Yisrael? Because the God, Ashba, got from the Chutz La'aretz, so send everybody back. That's what they're saying. Yeah, that's what we said earlier. The land vomits. If you're not going to come for the kedusha, the kibbur tzaddikim amitiim, the kibbur tzaddikim are considered have kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So go to Uman, considered has kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Like I said, tzaddikim yishar aretz, and Eretz Yisrael is a very big tikkun for kama. Therefore, a person has to work very hard to come. Nachma says, so the pasuk says, because the pasuk says tzaddikim yishu aretz. It says tzaddikim, they inherit the land. So Rav Nachman says that means that they inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. They, their makom kavur is so kadosh, it goes up to the level of the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. So it's in Torah Kuf Tes 109. So it says, therefore, we have to really put effort into going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, because their kvarim have mamash this kedusha. Even when Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you miss out the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. You got to go to kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Hutika gadol kama pris. This itself, just the going to the Kibbutz Tzaddikim itself before davening, before sometimes by the time we get to these kvarim, we can't go to Miram. By the time we get there, we have no more strength. Go to Uman, by the time you get there, you have no strength left anymore. Or Il Chavron, by the time you get there, just getting there, that itself is a tikkun for Pekam HaBrish. Just the going to the Tzaddikim. I brought myself here, that's the breast of a saint, that it's in the going to Tzaddikim. I brought my bones, my body, I brought my physical body, this is what I could bring, and you do the rest. And you told me the mandate, you told me to bring my body, you go to Rosh Hashanah Uman. I brought my body, I'm not anything spiritual, I'm very small. I brought my bones, my flesh, my bones here. That was your mandate. Now, you do the tikkun. Because the coming itself, just to bring ourselves alone to the tzaddik, our pitling ourselves, coming alone to the tzaddik, that already is tikkun. If we could say, do more things, it's even better. If we can even get into it, it's even better. But just that itself is a chizik. A lot of times you go to places, you can't think straight. The coming alone, that already is the tikkun. The coming alone to the tzaddik, that itself is a tikkun.